Al Davis.
I think it gives defense different looks. I think it keeps both those guys fresh, for sure. I mean, we ask a lot of Jamal, you know, so it's nice to be able to spell him at times. And I think Niles' play has deserved that, you know, has warranted that. So,
where'd all this come from tonight?
What's that?
Just everything. I mean, the offensive fireworks, the defense finally gets two takeaways.
I don't think there's any secret. Just work. I mean, working at it. I think it's been progress every game of the season. You know, it's been a step every single week, and I think that's what you hope to have. You know, certainly some nights things come together and things work and guys execute and take advantage. You know, tonight was a big night for us. I think Monday Night Football back here at Arrowhead, I think guys stepped up to the emotional challenge of Monday Night Football.
I was just going to ask you that. Not to be a little corny, but you got Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
There's a real synergy going on. I mean, can you feel that? They were chanting.
Well, I think these fans are special fans, and they proved it tonight again. You know, best in the country. This doesn't happen anywhere else like this. And I think they're feeding off the whole town, feeding off it a little bit. You know, 29 years for the Royals to get back is great. And you know, to have back-to-back events like this, to have, you know, Monday Night Football and a home playoff game, special, right here next door to each other.
It seems like the tone throughout this game, the first half was like setting the tone early. How important was it to establish that by showing you weren't afraid to go after Darrell Revis? I mean, you threw to Dwayne Bowe with Revis on him quite a few times.
Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to get off to a good start. I mean, tonight was no different. I think we just did it. I think it comes down to execution. There were no secrets. Got into a rhythm early, I think, which helps. You know, we were able to move the chains early. And I think offensively that helped us. I think it started with the guys up front, though, certainly setting the tone. Kind of got called out earlier this week, you know. Kind of got called out and challenged a little bit and certainly stepped up to it.
Hey, how does it change things, Alex, when the line kind of established the running game? Just in their confidence.
Yeah.
And does it kind of expand what you guys can do overall?
Oh, no question. Absolutely. I mean, I think anytime you're running the ball like that, you dictate a little bit what they're doing. You know, you saw so many times we had one-on-one outside, and it was because we were running the ball so well. You know, they're forced to bring the extra hat down into the box, and you get those one-on-one matchups. You're getting Jamal matched up, Dwayne, Donnie, Kelsey, all those guys. So
this smash-mouth mentality kind of with the running game has really kind of come to effect after week one, after the Titans game. You know, what did the Titan game teach you guys about what you could do offensively and what works and what doesn't?
I think we just felt when we looked back at the film that we got away from the run. We got, you know, unbalanced, really one-dimensional, and it's tough in this league to be that way, you know. So, you know, I think look at one of our strengths are those guys up front, you know, and they are physical, and we got the running back depth, I think, to wear on some teams.
And also, you know, early on, you guys were really able to mix and match it with your guys. You spread the ball around your playmakers. Was that part of the game plan, or were you just throwing the guys at the open?
Yeah, I mean, always part of the game plan, I feel like. I mean, that's just the nature of Coach Reed and the West Coast. The ball is going to get spread around. Everybody's got a piece of the game plan. You know, if you've got a strength or you got something to help us with, you're going to have a coach going to find a way to exploit that. You know, but certainly when I'm out there, yeah, I'm just going through the reads and where the ball's supposed to go.
You know the game plan. I mean, you see it. Like, did you get a pretty good feeling about what you guys kind of had?
Yeah, I had a good feeling all week, if that's what you're asking. Felt good. It's tough. You never know. You know, you turn on the Patriots film all week. It's different every single week. You know, they do a lot schematically. One week it's this, next week it's that, next week it's a whole different defense. So a little bit, you don't know what you're going to get. So those first couple drives were important to kind of seeing how they were going to play us, how they played the different personnels, you know, what was their plan for some of those guys. So
your three tight end package last week was about blocking the run. This week you got them spread out like they're wide receivers. Is this kind of something that you can continue to expand on?
I think so. It's a credit to those guys. They're all talented guys that can do both. Tight ends that can play in space, as well as line up with their hand in the dirt and block, you know, and really a credit to them. You know, and I think their play is warranted more and more, and they've taken it on.
Alex,
You've shown a pretty good ability since you've been here to block out all the other stuff and just concentrate on the task at hand. But will it be a bigger challenge this week because of who you're playing against next week and where the game's being played?
Yeah, I mean, they're all challenges. They're all different. You know, this week was different. It was Monday Night Football, and then the Patriots coming to town. And you know, a little bit, yeah, you got to eliminate the clutter and distractions. But at the same time, you embrace it. You know, you embrace the Monday Night Football. You know, we enjoy it. And this next week, yeah, I'll embrace going back there, you know, and accept it. I mean, certainly you don't want to – you're not in denial about it. You know what it is, and you take it on. But in the end, you know it's still going to come down to the fundamentals of football, you know.
Alex, a couple more guys. This quarterback, you know, club kind of thing. Do you ever look across the field, man, for someone like Tom Brady that's not going very well, or is this just like –
Do I feel bad for Tom Brady?
There you go. Yeah.
No offense, Tom, but no. He's got more rings than I do, so don't feel sorry for him, though.
Alex, going back to being able to block out all the clutter, where do you think that comes from within you, the ability to, as Coach said, be able to take chaotic situations and turn them into calm situations?
I mean, I think as a team, it just starts with practice. It just starts in the way that you practice, and the tempo and the speed and how game-like you make it, so that you've rehearsed those situations that when you get out there on the field that it, you know, that you're doing something you've done, you know, hundreds of times. So
all right, thanks guys.
Thanks.
You made it tight, Jamal.